Until last December, if you were an undocumented resident in Fresno, you could get healthcare through a county program known as MISP. But that stopped when the county changed the rules and kicked at least 5,000 undocumented residents out of the program late last year. This left people searching for ways to get health insurance. Undocumented residents aren't eligible for healthcare under the Affordable Care Act, like the state's health insurance exchange and federally funded Medi-Cal. But in California, a little-known legal provision allows some undocumented residents to receive full-scope Medi-Cal benefits, including some who were left out of the county's old program. It's called PRUCOL. Ilse Gallardo is with the advocacy center Centro La Familia in Fresno.
PRUCOL has 16 categories. 1 to 15, it has...
PRUCOL stands for Permanently Residing Under Color of Law. It's a category that applies to immigrants who can prove that immigration officials know they're here and don't plan to deport them. It includes being granted a stay of deportation, deferred action, and asylum. Gallardo says more and more of her clients are taking advantage of this option.
We probably do like a PRUCOL form 5 to 10 a day, just depending on how many people come in.
She says many undocumented people don't know about PRUCOL or that it might make them eligible for state-funded health insurance for low-income residents. California and New York are the only states that offer this benefit. Fresno County health officials say they're seeing a big increase of people enrolling for Medi-Cal under PRUCOL. Oralia Gomez is with the county's Department of Social Services.
Most recently, with some of the changes in the MISP program, it became more sought after in the Hispanic community, specifically those individuals that have different type of criteria that their stay of deportations or just different aspects that they qualify to continue living here.
Gomez says the uptick is a direct result of the county's vote to change the old safety net program. Since the changes in December, the county has received roughly 1,800 PRUCOL forms. As of April, it granted full-scope Medi-Cal to 1,200 of them. That's in comparison to the 5,000 to 6,000 people in the old program. But getting Medi-Cal benefits through PRUCOL is not new.
This has been in effect since 2009. It just wasn't as widely known, but with MISP going away, it just kind of left a category of individuals seeking. Not only that, but remember the president approved the DACA program. Even at that point, the numbers started to increase as well.
When the county excluded undocumented immigrants from the program in December, local health centers felt the impact right away. Kevin Hamilton is the CEO of Clínica Sierra Vista, one of the largest health center systems in the state.
We see an increased number of people showing up in our clinic who are uninsured and now on our sliding scale, and we've done more of those PRUCOL forms than we had done probably in the previous 4 years combined.
Clínica Sierra Vista partnered up with Community Regional Medical Center to help immigrants who were left behind.
Community ended up with hundreds of patients who were on MISP and had chronic illnesses who were going to be dropped from coverage. So our conjoined goal was to get as many of these people back in, rerun their Medi-Cal applications, and making sure that we ran the PRUCOL statement.
There are 16 PRUCOL categories that people can fall under in order to get full-scope Medi-Cal. The first 15 require some type of proof and verification, like DACA status or proof of asylum. But the last category is a bit different. Hamilton says if a person can indicate that the Immigration and Naturalization Service knows they're here
and has chosen not to, to deport you or take any other legal action against you, then that's what you would say. You say yes, and that's it. There's no paper requirement at that point.
He says this option is controversial because it may open the door for people to commit fraud who are desperate for health insurance.
The county did clarify that they did not want anybody to make statements that would be leading. And in fact, we are not even supposed to suggest to this individual who's trying to enroll what would qualify them to check that box.
Back at Centro La Familia, Ilse Gallardo says there's still a lot of work to do to get more people into coverage.
We have a lot of like, oh, well, my friend or my comadre told me that she signed this form. I want to see if I'm eligible. So, I mean, it's growing, but there's still a lot of individuals that might be eligible for it.
For those who do not qualify, Fresno County recently approved a short-term program offering limited specialty care for unauthorized immigrants. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Diana Aguilera.